storms. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. High wind warnings are posted in parts of seven states from Tennessee to Pennsylvania.
The strongest winds are starting to move up into the upper Ohio Valley and West Virginia, mid-Atlantic portions of the region. This storm system is going to continue moving northeastward with time. Gradually, the winds, both associated with thunderstorms and just gradient, regular winds that just blow without thunderstorms, are going to just gradually diminish.
National Weather Service meteorologist Aaron Gleason, 11 people died in the storms Friday, including three killed by falling trees in Alabama. People stranded by the heavy snow in the mountains of Southern California may be stuck there for another week. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office says that's an improvement from their earlier estimate that it could be 2 weeks. White House revealing Friday President Biden has had another skin cancer removed.
White House Dr. Kevin O'Connor revealing a lesion removed from President Biden's chest last month was basal cell carcinoma, a common type of skin cancer the physician says doesn't tend to spread like other cancers. Explaining all cancerous tissue was successfully removed, no further treatment is required, and the site has healed nicely.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin reports the president has had several localized non-melanoma skin cancers removed in the past. Actor Tom Sizemore has died. Among his film credits, the role of Sergeant Mike Horvath in Saving Private Ryan.
What if by some miracle we stay and actually make it out of here? Someday we might look back on this and decide that Saving Private Ryan was the one decent thing we were able to pull out of this whole god-awful mess.
Sizemore had suffered a brain aneurysm 2 weeks ago. He was 61. Wall Street Friday, the Dow gained 387 points. NASDAQ up 226. The S&P 500 closing 64 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Several conservatives who'd like to be president speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference on Friday.
CPAC attendees gave former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley a standing ovation as she pitched them on her presidential plans. Haley, along with fellow official 2024 hopefuls, former President Trump and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, are all courting CPAC's grassroots activists. Trump will speak Saturday night, but his name, campaign gear, and family are already dominating this year's conference. Ron Solomon says the hat market mirrors the polls. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis skipped this year's gathering. He'll speak Sunday at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Alex Murdaugh has begun serving two consecutive life prison sentences for the murder of his wife and son, taken to prison immediately after the judge passed sentence Friday morning. Murdaugh still proclaiming,
I'm innocent. I would never hurt my wife, Maggie. And I would never hurt my son, Pawpaw.
His defense team says testimony about past financial crimes should not have been allowed in the trial. They plan to appeal Murdaugh's conviction. A ban on abortion in Utah is just a signature away as state lawmakers pass a ban on clinics providing the procedure. Governor Spencer Cox has said he will sign it. In Florida, a patient has died from a rare brain-eating amoeba that may have come from the kitchen faucet.
The Florida Department of Health said last month the infection might have been caused by sinus rinse practices using tap water, but an investigation is ongoing. Sinus solutions should be made using only distilled or sterile water. Tap water should be boiled for at least 1 minute and cooled before using it for sinus rinsing. A spokesman for the Department of Health said the infection is rare and can only happen when water contaminated with the amoeba enters the body through the nose. You cannot be infected by drinking tap water. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.